Fenshare held up his hand to stop her. "We are not working for Mr. Harper," he said quietly. "We are working with Mr. Harper, helping him. That isn't the same thing at all." Catherine smiled thinly. "Whatever you say, but the point is, the opposition will now know about you." "This mysterious opposition we hear about so much and know so little about," Venture said. "And what can you tell us about them, Miss Feather?" The thin smile did not falter. "Not much, I'm afraid. We hear rumours, half-truths. I think Mr. Harper believes it is an organised crime syndicate from Eastern Europe." "Why would they be interested?" Matt wondered. Catherine shrugged. "Money? It's not my area, but the important point, surely, is that we should be on our guard." "Are you saying we're in danger?" Robin asked. "Does it matter if they know?" Matt asked. He was torn between feeling that the woman was being melodramatic and the knowledge that Dad was missing and probably in danger. "We're not giving up, not stopping." "Of course you're not," she said. "But Mr. Harper feels that it might be appropriate at this point if he offered you his hospitality and his protection."
"Does he?"
Venture seemed amused at the idea.
"And why is that? At this point?"
"Several reasons."
If she was irritated by the question, she gave no sign of it.
"Mr. Harper's facilities are likely to be more secure than your own home."
"That will be the facilities where Matt's father was working, will it?"
Robin said sarcastically. "He was really safe."
"And he wasn't there when he went missing,"
Catherine said, without looking away from Venture.
"If he had been there, I imagine he would still be working quite safely for Mr. Harper. He extends that promise of safety to you as well. As you'll discover, our enemies, whoever they are, and however organised and well-resourced they might be, won't be able to interfere once we arrive at Mr. Harper's residence. It's quite safe and secure, I promise you."
"You seem very certain of that," Venture said. "How well-placed is that confidence, I wonder?"
"Come with me and you'll find out," she replied calmly. "And of course, you will have the added benefit of being able to see at first hand the documents and notes that so far you have only had copies of."
"And," Venture told her levelly, "Mr. Harper will have the added benefit of being able to keep an eye on us and see how the work is progressing." The thin smile returned.
"He would like to keep in touch with your progress, that's true. You can hardly blame him for that."
"And where is Mr. Harper based?" Aunt Jane asked. "Assuming Mr. Venture decides to accept, there will be travel arrangements."
"He has a facility in South America, in the depths of the rainforest. As I said, it's hardly on a normal travel agent's itinerary, and anyone looking for you is unlikely to find us. The arrangements are all taken care of. One of Mr. Harper's private planes is already at Staverton on the assumption," she said to Venture, "that you accept his invitation."